KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, this week's Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country ratings came out yesterday afternoon. Let's run down some of those local runners who show up in this week's rankings. A Class 3A boys, Jalen Peterson of Atlantic, checks in at number 12 in the statewide list, the senior ranked 12th this week. And 3A girls, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood is ranked 5th. Taylor McCready of Atlantic, the sophomore, ranked 9th in this week's poll. Reagan Anderson of Denison ranked 12th, and Braylon Baker of Creston is 29th. Class 2A boys rankings show Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer rated 3rd in the state. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley is ranked 8th. In 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama ranked 6th this week. In Class 1A, a whole bunch of area runners, both boys and girls. On the boys side in 1A, Noah Nelson of ACGC is rated 5th, while Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is ranked 8th. Justin Ambrose of Bowyer Valley is ranked 11th. Loudon Foster of West Central Valley is ranked 12th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley ranked 14th. Sydney's Adam Thompson is ranked 19th, while Leo Garrigan of St. Albert is ranked 26th. They list a top 30 each week. Class 1A girls, boy, it's full at the top. Emma Lucas of Bedford is ranked number 1, just ahead of Kate Crawford of ACGC. Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center is ranked 3rd, and Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia rated 4th this week. Alexis Post of Riverside is rated 8th. Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranked 11th. Gracie Springman of St. Albert is ranked 18th. Chloe Falcona of AHSTW is ranked 22nd. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley ranked 25th, while Lauren Embleton of ACGC is rated 27th in this week's poll. Iowa's offense looks to make strides this week against Northern Iowa. The Hawkeyes are 2-0 and riding a defense that's yielded only 10 points and registered 9 sacks. The passing game has struggled, and quarterback Nate Stanley is only connecting on 53% of his tosses.
We have a ton of confidence in the defense, and really just happy that they're playing that the way they are, but we don't want to rely on them. So just really trying to look at the tape and really just go out and execute better than we have been.
Stanley says the offense is trying to improve and not concerned about the start of Big Ten play next week.
I think really right now we're just focused on being the best that we can be against UNI. So that'll carry over into the future. But right now we're just really focused on how good can we play against UNI, and we know that we can play a lot better, and that's what we're striving for.
Tight end T.J. Hawkinson says it's about improving in a number of areas.
Trying to figure out, the spacing and routes, trying to expand the defense, trying to stretch them, trying to convert when we need to. It's a conceptual thing, and that's what we're trying to do. There's misses here and there, there's misses here, there's misses there. We're just trying to clean that up this week.
Jake Gervais says the Hawkeyes won't be looking past the Panthers.
Coach Ferentz showed some statistics yesterday. The last three games have been really close, so we know we're going to get their best shot, and we're preparing just like we do every other game, just 3 good days of practice during the week, kind of clean some stuff up on Friday, and got to be ready to go Saturday night.
We'll have that game for you Saturday night here on the radio under the lights at Kinnick Stadium. It's a 6:30 kickoff. We're on the air at 4:30 Saturday afternoon with the pregame show. Iowa State quarterback Zeb Noland says he'll be working with Kyle Kemp even if he is called upon to be the starter against 5th-ranked Oklahoma. Kemp is nursing a knee injury suffered in last week's loss at Iowa, and Noland says the two developed a bond last year when they were competing to be the backup to Jacob Park.
That's how we took it, We said, look here, we're going to do this thing together. Whoever plays, plays, and we're going to support each other no matter what. Because, if you're selfish in our position, then it's going to dwindle down in our offense. And that was our number one goal, is to ensure that everybody knew that we were on the same page, and we still are on the same page.
Noland says that relationship will help this week as they get ready for the Sooners.
Kyle and I have a unique bond that many people don't have. Like, we genuinely love each other like brothers, and we're going to carry that bond to practice today and take it day by day, because that's all we can do, playing in the moment, playing present, and that's just today.
The Cyclones need to find more offense than they had in their 13-3 loss to the Hawkeyes.
Just do your job. We say it every day. It hangs in our locker room. At the end of the day, if you just do exactly what you're told, what's on paper for whatever defense they give you, if you do that and read your key, I think that you'll have a chance to be successful. And obviously you got to deliver the ball and make the right decision, but I think just taking what they give me and just doing my job to the best of my ability for the team.
Tight end Chase Allen says the Cyclone offense needs to develop rhythm, and they need a way to do that is to get some first downs.
It gives us the ability, once we get a first down, to, you know, get our tempo going, and that's our biggest thing with our offense. We just got to get that first down, and then we can start moving the ball like we need to.
Cyclones and the Sooners, they'll kick it off at 11 o'clock in Ames on Saturday. Iowa State's found a replacement for its canceled opener. The Cyclones said Wednesday that they'll host Incarnate Word on December 1st unless Iowa State qualifies for the Big 12 title game or Incarnate Word reaches the FCS playoffs. Iowa State will pay Incarnate Word $300,000 for the game and provide the use of a charter aircraft for the team to fly to Iowa. The Cyclones and South Dakota State played only a few minutes before their September 1st game was called off because of lightning in and around the Ames area. South Dakota State received its $425,000 payout despite playing less than half of a quarter. The added game will give Iowa State an extra shot at 6 wins needed for bowl eligibility, or perhaps a chance to improve their bowl position if they reach the minimum number of victories before then. The Cyclones host Oklahoma this Saturday as a 17-point underdog. Iowa State said that fans who purchase tickets to the South Dakota State game will receive new tickets to the December 1st game. Incarnate Word went 1-10 last season. The Cardinals play in the Southland Conference. They're 0-2 so far this season, losing to New Mexico 62-30 and North Texas 58-16. A former University of Nebraska football player is scheduled to go on trial next week on charges that he cashed fraudulent checks at casinos in western Iowa. Pottawatomie County court records say 45-year-old Reggie Ball has pleaded not guilty to one count of theft, 15 counts of forgery, and one of ongoing criminal conduct. He's accused of cashing the checks from April into July at the Ameristar and Horseshoe casinos in Council Bluffs. His trial is set to start on Tuesday. Ball joined the Husker football team as a receiver in 1993 and played through 2 national championship seasons. Ball has served jail time in Nebraska for drug and other crimes since. In NFL news, Green Bay coach Mike McCarthy says Aaron Rodgers will be given the whole week to get ready for the Packers game on Sunday against the NFC North rival Minnesota Vikings. Rodgers threw 3 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter in a comeback win last Sunday after returning in the second half from a knee injury. He reached for the back of his left leg after a lineman landed on him during a sack. Rodgers said after the game he would undergo more tests, though he planned to play against Minnesota. Nick Foles will start for the Eagles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. The Super Bowl MVP has filled in since Carson Wentz tore 2 knee ligaments in Week 14 last season. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger hopes his bulky right elbow will be good to go Sunday against Kansas City. The 36-year-old says he banged his elbow on Pittsburgh's next-to-last offensive snap during last week's ugly tie in Cleveland. Bills coach Sean McDermott says rookie quarterback Josh Allen will make his first career start on Sunday against the Chargers. Allen replaces second-year pro Nathan Peterman, who threw for just 24 yards and 2 interceptions before he was pulled in favor of Allen in the second half of last week's loss at Baltimore. In Major League Baseball action last night, Jameson Taillon won his 4th straight start, and Jacob Stallings drove in 3 runs in the Pirates' 4-3 win in St. Louis. That ended the Cardinals' 3-game win streak. The Redbirds' lead for the second National League wild card was cut to 2 games over the Dodgers. Dodgers beat Cincinnati 8-1. Those 2 teams will open up a series tonight in St. Louis. Atlanta beat San Francisco 2-1. The Mets over Miami 13-0. Washington beat Philadelphia 5-1. Milwaukee over Chicago 5-1. Colorado 5-4 over Arizona. Miami at New York was postponed. In the American League, the White Sox knocked off the Royals 4-2 on Tim Anderson's 2-run homer in the 12th inning last night. Also in the AL, Houston beat Detroit 5-4, Tampa Bay over Cleveland 3-1, Oakland beat Baltimore 10-0, Boston over Toronto 1-0, Minnesota beat the Yankees 3-1, Angels 8-1 over Texas. In interleague play, San Diego beat Seattle by a final of 5-4. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.